Looks like it seems from a space movie. Do you need these?
He's in the new grot.
Simcha. Be back. Come back home. Basic Knesset Hagro. Even if you leave Kehilas Hagro, but I don't think Kehilas Hagro ever leaves you. And you still feel very connected. I even try and trawl through most of the emails that we get on a daily basis.
Pretty loud, dude.
Still feel the chibur.
You don't hear it?
It's muffled.
Shvorcho Shagrant, Rob, the Kehidah, the Satya, the Shmaya, to continue. Go Michoel, El Foyo.
You know, in this place, I'm here.
El Toiro, La Diro, the Kaddish Shem Shomayim.
So,
no,
I was told that the evening slot is Divrei Agoda, Divrei Machshava. I'd like to share with you, if I may, a machshava that was misayir to me this year on Erev Yom Tov. Vatiten lonu Hashem aleikenu be'ahavo moyadim lesimcha chagim uzmanim lesosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us moyadim, moyadim lesimcha. Which ones? All of them. All of the moyadim. Mitzvah min ha-teira v'somachta b'chagecha. But specifically, yoyim chag ha-sukkos hazeh zman simchoseinu. Even though all of the moyadim, there is a mitzvah of simcha, the essence is of simcha, but sukkos is the only one that is described as zman simchoseinu. The Rambam, as is well known, as the end of Hilchos Lulav, spells this out, and he says, "Afar pi shekol ha-moyados mitzvah l'smoyach bohen, but b'chag ha-sukkos hoyso shom b'mikdosh simcha yaseiro, an extra simcha. Shenema v'somachtem lifnei Hashem aleikechem shivas yom." So it's this idea of the extra simcha that I think is worth investigating. When we say Zman Simchoseinu, it's not to be translated as the Zman when one has to be B'Simcha, just as Zman Cheiroseinu doesn't mean you have to be B'Cheiros. Zman Matan Teiroseinu doesn't mean you have to do Matan Teiro. It means it's a Zman of Matan Teiro Ba'etzem. It's a Zman of Cheiros Ba'etzem. This is a Zman of Simcha Ba'etzem. What is the Simcha of Zman Simchoseinu of Sukkos? So that's Mavur in Chazal. You look at the end of Parashas Emor, Kriyas HaTorah of yesterday, the Medrash, the Balei HaTosfos, are all in agreement that the Simcha of Zman Simchoseinu is the fact that we've gone through the Yomim and the Yeroim, and specifically Yom Kippur, and we were zoicha to slicha, mechila, the kapora. Zoicha to kapora savoinois, then the automatic and inevitable sentiment is that of simcha. And that's the zman simcha seinu. Loshnov. Toisus, the end of Parashas Emor. Of our yoim hakipurim, having been through yoim hakipur, the nimchulu abimei seicham, therefore, Yesh lachem lohoisif simcha al simcha. So that's clear, that the simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu is that of Kapora Savrinus. But I'd like to try and explain, define exactly simcha zu mahi oise. What exactly is the nature of this simcha? Face level, Moshul Ma'adav Adoyma, a child, gets in trouble with his Rebbe in school. There's a pending punishment, and he begs the Rebbe, and he apologizes. And in the end, the Rebbe says, okay, fine. The punishment is waived. What will he do? Make a kiddush that Shabbos? Big simcha that there's going to be no punishment. That's the simcha over here. Kapora Savoyna is man simcha seinu means, Baruch Hashem, we're not being punished. What exactly is the simcha of Kapora Savoynos? Secondly, the Rambam that we just mentioned clearly writes that on Sukkos, Hoysashom b'mikdosh simcha yaseir. It would seem to be that the simcha that we're talking about specifically was expressed in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes. B'mikdosh there was simcha yaseir. And he backs that up with the pasuk. So machtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Lifnei Hashem is the mokim hamikdash. So why is the simcha of kaparas avoyna is particularly relevant? Why is it there manifest in the Beis HaMikdash? And thirdly, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, as we know, the pinnacle, the zenith of this simcha was the Simchas Beis HaShoeiv. Mi shaloi ro'o simchas beis ha-she'iva, loi ro'o simcha b'yomo. That also needs to be explained. The simcha of kaporas avoinois is apparently manifest in the mikdosh. And at best, and at most, in the simchas beis ha-she'iva. What was it about the simchas beis ha-she'iva? U'sha'av temayim b'sosayim, it's true. What is that sosayim? What is the simcha of the Shiva Samayim, which represents the climax, the epitome of all the simcha of Kaporas Avoinois here in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically with regard to the Simchas Beis HaShoeiv?
Are we not muted?
In order to understand the essence of this simcha, if we're being told by Chazal that the simcha is that of Kaporas Avoinois, which takes place on Yom Kippur, we need to understand the nature of Yom Kippur. Chazal tell us, Mishnah, Loi hoyu yomim tovim b'Yisrael k'mo Yom Kippurim. Tu b'av and Yom Kippurim. Says the Gemara, my taima, yoyim shehoyo slicha b'kapur. There's many yomim tovim, but loy hoyu yomim tovim ki yom kippur. You know, we meet our friend in the street and we say good yom tov. We need to stop and think, what are we actually saying? What does it mean, yom tov, a good day? Have a good day. What's good about it? What does the word tov really mean? What's the tov of yom tov? If we don't know what a Yom Tov is, then we can't really understand what Chazal are teaching us when they say, Lo yhoyu yomim tovim b'Yisrael kamo Yom Kippurim. That was the Yom Tov. What is a Yom Tov? What's a Yom Tov? Yom Tov kishmoy keinu. It's a Yom of Tov. So the simplest question is, what is the word Tov? What is the word Tov? We have a Kabbalah, I believe. But if you want to know the real definition of any word, trace, look where it appears first time in the Torah, and that will teach us its trying to explain Zman Simchoseinu, why the Rambam says it was the Mikdosh, why Dafka the Simchas Beis HaShoeiv. As I'll say, it's Kaporas Avoinos. This is Zman Simchoseinu. We're trying to explain, as I'll tell us, Vayehoyu Yomim Tovim B'Yisrael K'mo Yom Kippurim. What does that mean, Yomim Tovim? What's a Yom Tov? So if we have this Kabbalah, I think it's from the Beis HaMedrash of the Goyim, first time the word appears in the Torah, that's where you can find its true definition. So where does the word Tov appear first? So, an easy question. Turn to the beginning of the Torah. Parshas Bereishis is full. Fourth pasuk, Vayara Lekim, Ki Toiv. Again and again, the word Toiv is mentioned. to understand the translation of the word Toiv, perhaps we can look at the day when Toiv is not mentioned. And that's the second day. And there's no mention there of the word Toiv. And Rashi picks up on it, and it's a Medrash. Why does it not say on day two, Vayar Elokim ki Toiv? So Rashi's Lashon is, and it's quoting a Medrash, Omar of Shmuel, Lefi Shaloi Nigmaro Meleches Hamayim. So here's the secret. Toiv is Gmar. Toiv is Shleimus. And because the Havdalah of the Mayim was not the end of the process, that only happened on day three, the Yam and the Aboshos, on day three it says Toiv twice. One for that day's events, but also for the Gemar and the Shleimus of the Avodas and the Bias Hamayim. The Maral, the Peres Yisrael, spells this out. Shaloi Nemar ki Toiv rak al Dovor Hasholit. The Dovor She'enoi Mushlam, Enoi Toiv. So we translate Toiv as good. It's a very poor translation. Means sholim. Second day of the Bria, where the Avodah was no longer, was not yet sholim, it could not be referred to as Toiv. In Parshas Bereishis itself, Loi Toiv heyois ha'odom levada. A person by himself, as an individual, is not considered Toiv. But when he marries and he becomes Bosor Echor, that's his Shleimus. Now he's Toiv. Chazal says, remember in the Zohar, person as long as he's unmarried is called Plag Gufa. He's a half. Shutei Kemashmoi. You know, when Adam was created, Adam and Isha were one Guf. As an individual, you are a Plag Gufa. There's a lack of Shleimus. If there's a lack of Shleimus, then Loi Toiv HaYois Adam Levada. Mora tells us, Hashori beloy isha, shori beloy toivo. Just this morning, looked in the Medrash, in the pasuk we read yesterday, toivim hashnayim min ha'echad, pasuk in Keheles. Says the Medrash, toivim hashnayim ish ve'ishtoi, shenema loy toiv ve'yos odim levadu. So toiv is the shleimus. When one is unmarried, there is a lack of shleimus. Val zehenema loy toiv ve'yos odim levadu. Toiv always means Gemar of Shleimus. Another example, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vateira Oisei Ki Toiv Hu, he was Toiv. What was Toiv? He was good. The Gemara tells us in Saita, he was Noilad Moho. Mila is Toiv, because Mila is Shleimus. Yisalech Lefonai V'heyei Tomi. One comes to his Shleimus through Mila. So if somebody is a Moho, he's Toiv. Toiv is Shleimus. The Toiv that we've mentioned, Ish v'Isha, Mila, the epitome of Toiv, the ultimate Toiv, which we've translated means Shleimus, Dor HaMelech was Megale to us. Va'ani kirvas Elokim li Toiv. Kirvas Elokim for me is Toiv. Again, not to be translated as good. That's my Shleimus. For me, says Dovid HaMelech, my Shleimus is manifest and is realized when? Kirvas Elokim. Kirvas Elokim li Toiv. And we know that Chazal tell us that the way that one can be miskarid, misached, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kavi Yochel, Kud Shabrichu, Eraisa, Yisrael, Chadun. One can become Echod Kavi Yochel with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through the medium of the Torah. That's how you miskarid to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you keep the Torah, you keep the mitzvahs, then you miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you become Echad. So you become Toiv. And if you don't keep Torah or mitzvahs, so you're misrachik from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So then there's no Toiv, there's no Shleimus. So we understand now, I think, what it means that Yom Kippurim is the ultimate Yom Toiv. And through the course of the year, a person is over Averis, and he's mevatel that kesher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That kirvas Elokim li Toiv is weakened. He is distanced from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Until Yom HaKippurim, he's chayzer b'tshuva, pshutei k'mashmoi, he comes back. The famous words of the Rambam, G'doyla tshuva shemekareves es ha'odom. Rambam writes that. Es moel hoya, unbelievable. Yesterday he was a meruchuk. Koyach ha'tshuva, he becomes a mekurev and a yedid with the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's a yedid? Again, we translate it as a friend. Yedid is a lashon of yad yad. When you give somebody an embrace, yad yad, you become echot. That's the koyach of tshuva. That's the koyach of tshuva. Dirushu Hashem b'imotzoi, when it says b'yosei koroi, that's aseres yimei tshuva. Yom Kippur is the day that you come back to be miskarif to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem v'tayir eschem v'fnei Hashem aleichem. You come back to being l'fnei Hashem. And if you come back to being l'fnei Hashem, having been distanced from the Rabbeinu Shalom, al zeh ne'emah kirvas eloikim li toiv. It's toiv. And that's what Chazal mean. Lo yehoyu yomim toivim b'Yisrael kimo yimakipurim. It's the ultimate of toiv. It doesn't mean it's a nice day. It's a good day. It's a day of shleimus. It's a day of gemar. It's a day of echot. It's a day of kirva. Kirvas eloikim li toiv. Lefnei Hashem. That's the yom toiv. That's the yom toiv of Yom Kippurim, the Kirvas Eloikim Litoy. I think we can understand, therefore, in light of that, the union of the Simcha of Kaporas Avoinos. We asked, Kaporas Avoinos, what exactly is the Simcha? We're celebrating that, no, Baruch Hashem, I avoided punishment. If you look in the Torah, time and time and time and time again. The union of simcha we find in the Torah is always in association with Lifnei Hashem. Arba minim, v'somachtem u'lekachtem lachem b'yeim orishem u'smachtem Lifnei Hashem. Pashas re'ei, korbonais, v'achaltem shom Lifnei Hashem u'leikechem v'somachtem. Many places in Re'ei, Ma'aseh Sheni, V'ochalto lefnei Hashem lekecho, V'somachto. V'zavachto shlomim, V'ochalto shom, L'posek in Kisovoi, V'somachto lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is always in association with Simcha. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, how so? Boyu lefonov b'rnon. If you are lefonov, if you're together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then you experience simcha. It's not something that you have to do. It's a state that you are in by being miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if you put these two principles together, the pshat is poshut. Because when a person is miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shalom and he reaches his shleimus, shleimus is always brings simcha. So you say the furusim of maral in many places. Avelus, which is the opposite of simcha, is always through heder, chisorim. Somebody is nifter, achmon on Islam, one experiences the opposite of simcha because one is lacking. There's a matzav of churba. Maral in Sivas writes, ki asimcha lo odom mitzad hashleimus shenimtzabo. Ulekach hu someach. Im ha odom misboinein bechisorim shaloi, lo yeloi simcha yeseir. Lo yeloi simcha yeseir. Shleimus always brings to simcha. We said before, toiv needs shleimus. And we broke two examples. Lo toiv ha'yoysa odom levada. And batei ha'yoysa ki toiv. The meaning of marriage, nisuin and mila are both described in the Torah as toiv. And that's why both are associated with simcha. Koil sasa in the koil simcha. Koil chos in the koil kal. Because when one is no longer in a situation of loitoy, to the contrary, boso echo, there is a unification, and one has therefore reached one's shleimus, one automatically is in a matzav of simcha. And so too with mila. Mishalech lefonai v'yeitomim, the Gemara tells us, soso noichi alim rosecho, on Shabbos in Kuflamed, it's the mitzvah which adayin osim v'simcha. What's the big simcha of mila? It's a painful experience. The Gemara in the Gittin tells us, it's Mesiras Nefesh, Alecha Iragnu Kol Hayoyim. The Simcha is the Simcha of Shleimus. And now next, in the Matzav of Tumatomi, of Tumimois, the Mela, there's an Inyan of Simcha. The opposite is, as the Maharal writes, the person is misbuin and in his chesreinos, then he will be the unhappy person. It's not necessarily what you have, Maharal is teaching us, it's the way you relate to it. Are you misbuin in my shleimus? Are you misbuin in your chesreinos? We understand, therefore, whenever you find in the Torah lifnei Hashem, that's where you'll find simcha. Because as we explained, lifnei Hashem is kirvas Elohim, va'ani kirvas Elohim li toiv. Lifnei Hashem is the ultimate toiv. He said, Yom Kippur lehoyu yomim toivim b'Yisrael. It's the ultimate toiv. It's the ultimate shleimus. Memela, there's always a matzav of simcha. That's the simcha. That's the simcha of being lifnei Hashem. And the Rambam himself, famous Rambam at the end of Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Lulav, when he talks about the simcha of performance of mitzvahs, which is the way you're miscarried to the Rabbeinu Shalom, ve'ein agdula va'akovoid elo lismoyach lifnei Hashem, shenema v'hamelech David mefazez u'mecharcher lifnei Hashem. When you are lifnei Hashem, one experiences simcha. Why? Because lifnei Hashem is toiv, kirvas Elohim li toiv. That's shleimus, and shleimus brings to simcha. Shleimus brings to simcha. When Klal Yisrael, for example, once did not experience that kirvas Elohim, and they asked the question, "Haim yesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin, bekirbeinu miloshen korei?" We don't feel that kirvas Elohim by Yovay Amalek. Amalek are the nation that represent the nituk, the absolute cutting off of the kirvas Elohim to Klal Yisrael. Once you misgaber over Amalek in the Neis Purim, automatically, Yehudim Moisa, Oiro, Besimcha, Besosim. And they were kiver ayoim of Mishte Besimcha. Why? Because now we feel that Hashem is bekirbeinu. In fact, the Medrash in Esther says, "Omru chachme ha'umos la'achashveirosh, shelo yinatzeach al Yisrael." There's no chance. Diksiv b'chol koreinu elo ve'ein umo kroivo l'Hashem yosim Yisrael. That was the Avodah of Purim. If you express that question, "Ha'im yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu," you don't feel that kirvas Elohim, then Amalek get the better of you. You feel that ein umo kroiv al Hashem yosim Yisrael. Oh, that's kirvas Elohim. That's toiv. Memela the simcha. That's the simcha of Purim. So we now understand that's the simcha of zman simcha sein. Quoted the Medrash Tosfos in Parshas Emor that the simcha of zman simcha sein is the kaporas avoinos that we all were zeicher to on Yom Kippurim. What's that simcha that we luckily have avoided punishment? The simcha of kaparas avoinos is the simcha of kirvas Elohim li toiv, of being lefnei Hashem. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, you come back to being lefnei Hashem, that's toiv. And toiv is shleimus. Shleimus brings the simcha. It's the ultimate simcha. David HaMelech says, kirvas Elohim li toiv. That's my definition of toiv. And in Yom Kippur, we all experience it. We all experience the ultimate toiv, that shleimus of being miscarried back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Memela, the Zman Simcha Seinu is a celebration, not of having avoided punishment, but of that sublime experience of kirvas Elohim. Maybe that's why. Quoted in the Rambam says, every moed has simcha, but on Sukkos, the mikdosh hayo simcha yaseira. Why in the base of mikdosh? It's a mission. Chazal tell us at the end of Tainis, b'yoyim chasunosoi u'b'yoyim simchas liboi, says the Mishnah, b'yoyim simchas liboi, zeu binyan beis hamikdosh. The ultimate simcha was always manifest in the Beis HaMikdash. Why so? Metzia Gedeila Matzasi, this morning, Medrash says, Medrash in Pekudei, again, B'yoyim Simchas Liboy, says the Medrash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'chein David HaMelech Omar Yefei Noif Mesois Kolaretz. The Beis Hamikdash is Mesois. Mesois, Lashon of Sisu V'Simchu Sase. There's another Medrash in Parshas Tetzaveh. Yefei Noif Mesois Kolaretz. An unbelievable Medrash. Shaloi Hoyo Echod Mi Yisrael Meitzah. Nobody ever felt upset k'shehoyo Beis Hamikdash Kaim. Lomo. Shehoyo Odom Nichnas V'Shom Molei Avoinos. Person would enter the Beis Hamikdash full of Averis. V'hoyo Makriv Korban. There you could be Makriv a Korban. U'mischaper loy. Ein Simcha G'doyla Mizu. The Medrash tells us Mefurish that the Beis Hamikdash is the Bechina of Yom HaKippurim the whole time. You enter the Beis Hamikdash Molei Avoinos, and you exit at Tzadik Gomor, that's the Lashon of the Medrash. The Kirvas Elokim, and that's the Lashon of the Medrash, Makriv Korban. I think I heard them on the Rosh Shurim recently. Terrible translation of Korban, sacrifice. The translation of Korban is Kirva, Koroiv, Kishmoy Keinhu. You Makriv a Korban, you Miskariv to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Mameya, that's the Mokum of Simcha, that's the Efeino of the Mosaic Scholaretz. The Yom Simcha's Libo is the Beis Hamikdash. What more appropriate place to express the Simcha of Kaparas Avoinois than in the Beis Hamikdash where it all happens? That's the ultimate Mokum of Kirvas Elohim Litoy. And finally, we asked Simcha. Kaporas Avoinois in the Beis Hamikdash, specifically the Simchas Beis HaSheivo, Shavta Mayim B'Sosim. Why did that represent the ultimate Simcha, the Simcha of Kaporas Avoinois? I think in light of where we express, it's a Dovah Poshut HaMoed, because there's a famous Chazal, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Bein Mayim L'Mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the Mayim HaTachtoinim here Ba'aretz, and the Mayim Elyoinim in the Shemaim, the Mayim Tachteinim complained. We want to be together with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they complained. Bo Hamayim Tachteinim B'tayim El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Madua Hurchaknu Mimokem Hashchina. It's unfair. We've lost out on the Kirvas Elohim. That was the time of the Mayim Tachteinim. V'hinichu Oysonu Bo'olam Tachtein. Look where you've put us. In this world, Asher Boy called Havlei Ho'olam Hazeh, that Kirvas Elokim, that was the Taina, that was the Taina of the Mayim HaTachtonim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem. How is he Menachem? You will receive compensation. How so? Melach V'chein V'nisuch HaMayim B'Sosos. The Shavtim Mayim B'Sosos was the reward for the Mayim who were mishtoikik for this Kirvas Elokim Litoy. That was their whole taina. Why should we be in a mokim hevel over here? Havlei oylem hazeh. Havel havolim ve'im bo'im mamish. Where's our Kirvas Elokim? So their prize, their compensation was the Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim was the schar for the Mayim who had this deep sense of yearning for Kirvas Elohim Litoy. They didn't want to be rocket from the Shekhinah. And that's exactly the simcha of the Kaporas Avoinus, as we explained. Not just having avoided punishment, but the simcha of Kirvas Elohim. And the Mayim HaTachtonim were so desperate to experience that, they experienced that in the Nisuch HaMayim. That's their Kirvas Elohim Litoy. Just in conclusion, as the Chazal tell us, that the taina of the Mayim HaTachtonim is why should we be here in the Olam HaTachtonim, Havlei Olam Hazeh. That's of course why we read Sefer Keheles and Sukkos. The Levush spells it out clearly. The Levush says that the appropriate time to read Keheles is on Sukkos. Why? The time of Mishum the Sukkah is Zman Simchosein. The Sefer Keheles, what's Sefer Keheles all about? Meshabeach u'mezare z'savriyo sheyismuchu b'chelko. V'lo yiridufu achar ribui hamomoy. Don't be busy with your deepest hamomoy, which is everything that takes a person away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That is the lack of simcha. Why is that? Because the way that a person has been created, a person always experiencing chisorah, never shleimus. That's the opposite of simcha. So therefore, the perfect sefer to read on Sukkos, which is the zman simcha sein, the zman of shleimus, is the sefer that takes us away from that feeling chisorah. Adarav, leave your house. Say midiros hakeva. I'll enter a diras arai. Not even a closed bias. Psoilas goyim v'yokev. And understand that the hevel havolim she'im bein mamish, that always will generate the feeling of chisorah. The head, that's the opposite of simcha. As the Maral said, mishum isboinim b'chisorah, he'd never is zeicher to experience simcha. This is the ultimate sefer to read, therefore, on Sukkos. So the Zman Simcha Seinu, as we've defined, as Chazal have taught us, is the Kaporas Avoinus of Yom HaKippurim. Vayhoyu Yomim Toivim, the Yisrael, the Toiv of Yom HaKippurim is the Kirvas Elohim Li Toiv. Toiv, we said, is Shleimus, and Shleimus brings to Simcha. And that was most manifest in the Mokim of Simcha, the Yom Simchas Limboi, Yifei Noiv, Musois Kolaretz, in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically with the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, for the deep felt yearning of the Maim HaTachtonim to be miskariv to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that was manifest in the Nisuch HaMaim. So as we said in the beginning, Zman Simcha Seinu should not be translated as the Zman where one has to be the Simcha. It's a mitzvah to do Simcha, just like Zman Cheirus Seinu means it's a Zman of Cheirus Be'etz. This is the Zman where if one is misboining in one's shleimus, when one feels kirvas Elohim li toiv, when one realizes that hevel havolim ve'ein bo imamish, I'm happy in my diras arai, then the automatic and inevitable sentiment is that of simcha. And that's why it's the true zman simcha seinu. And we be zeicher ve'ezah Hashem to see the kiyum, shutik imashmoy v'somachtem, Nay, Hashem Rekechem, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and here are the names.
Shkoyach,
good morning.
Yeah, my name is Simcha.